Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Bully. Thank you for tuning in. Level 4 social distancing is extended in the Greater Seoul area for another 2 weeks. All 301 members of an anti-piracy unit struck by an extensive COVID-19 outbreak arrive home, and President Moon Jae-in opts not to visit Japan for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. The government has extended Level 4 social distancing for the Seoul metropolitan area by another 2 weeks. The Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters said on Friday that Level 4 restrictions will remain until August 8th. It is the highest in the social distancing system, which began on July 12th for the region. A ban on private gatherings will remain limited to 4 people until 6 p.m, after which the cap will drop down to 2 people. Amid continued reports of clusters from day-to-day interactions, quarantine at facilities and events deemed high risk will be enforced. The gathering ban will also apply to amateur sports games such as baseball. Public events and street rallies are prohibited, while up to 49 people are allowed to attend weddings or funerals. A restriction on only allowing family members and relatives was excluded. Nightlife venues, including clubs and bars, must shut down, while other multi-purpose facilities such as restaurants and coffee shops can only stay open until 10 p.m. All 301 members of the anti-piracy Cheonghae unit struck by an extensive COVID-19 outbreak arrived in South Korea on Tuesday. The Ministry of National Defense said a KC-330 Cygnus multi-role aerial tanker carrying 160 sailors of the destroyer Munmu the Great landed at Seoul Air Base in Seongnam, Gyeonggi Province at around 5:30 p.m. Another military aircraft transporting the remaining 141 sailors also arrived shortly thereafter. 247 of the 301 members, or 82% of the Cheonghae unit's 34th contingent, had tested positive in the country's biggest cluster among service members. The Defense Ministry said 14 of the sailors, including 3 with moderate symptoms, will be transferred to medical institutions. Those who test negative to a PCR test will be moved to a quarantine facility within the military. On the same day, Defense Minister Seo-uk issued a public apology regarding the outbreak. The minister said he takes heavy responsibility for failing to look after the safety of the Cheonghae unit sailors, as he apologised to them, their families and the general public. Expressing regret at the ministry's failure to vaccinate the crew ahead of their dispatch in February, Seo pledged to inspect shortcomings in quarantine support for overseas service members and implement thorough measures accordingly. The Defence Ministry on Thursday launched a probe into the outbreak on board the destroyer. According to the Ministry's Audit Office, a 10-member team will conduct the inquiry until August 6th, which will look into the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Navy, the Armed Forces Medical Command and the Cheonghae Unit and their responses to the outbreak. The inspection will focus on preparations before the unit's 34th contingent shipped out in February, the initial response to the outbreak and general onboard quarantine management. The military has come under fire as none of the unit members had been vaccinated prior to their departure. The team is also expected to review records and question crew members as part of its efforts to pinpoint how the virus first came on board. The ministry plans to take punitive action against those found responsible for failing to prevent the outbreak. President Moon Jae-in chose not to visit Japan for the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics, which took place on Friday, effectively ruling out his first one-on-one summit with Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. Senior Presidential Secretary for Public Communication Park Soo-hyun announced the decision on Monday, negating an earlier report by Japan's Yomiuri Shimbun that said Moon plans to attend the Olympic event and also hold a summit with the Japanese Prime Minister. Secretary Park said the two countries made meaningful discussions on pending historical issues and on the direction of future-oriented cooperation, while keeping in mind the possibility of holding a bilateral summit in time for the Tokyo Games. Park said, although their differences in understanding of the issues have been considerably narrowed, it was still insufficient to be considered a potential outcome of a summit. He added all other related situations were taken into account before the decision was reached. Suga on Monday said that he hopes to continue communication with South Korea in order to restore a healthy relationship between the two nations. Suga made the remarks to reporters after Seoul's presidential office announced that Moon Jae-in decided not to visit Japan for the Tokyo Olympics. Suga reiterated that he would receive Moon with diplomatic courtesy if he visits, adding he has put significance on Seoul's top office wishing Japan a successful Olympics. The Prime Minister then said he hopes to continue to communicate properly with the South Korean government, as has been Japan's consistent position, in order to restore a healthy relationship between the two nations. Moon in turn reportedly expressed regrets over his scrapped Tokyo trip and summit with the Japanese leader, but ordered the government to continue working-level consultations with Tokyo. Meanwhile, Korea's first vice foreign minister, Choi Jong-kun, met with his counterparts from the United States and Japan for trilateral talks on Wednesday. Choi said Seoul, Washington and Tokyo are on the same page regarding the direction of diplomacy on the peace process involving South Korea's denuclearization. Choi emphasized the importance of their strategic coordination in what he called the long game of denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. Assessing that the trilateral coordination is believed to have sent a clear message to North Korea, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said Washington hopes for a positive response on dialogue. Regarding President Moon Jae-in's next trip to Japan, Choi said Seoul and Tokyo have agreed to continue working-level efforts toward resolving their long-disputed historical and diplomatic issues. Japanese Vice Foreign Minister Takeo Mori also pledged to continue talks with Seoul to improve bilateral ties. Sherman then visited Seoul, where she met with President Moon. The two are believed to have discussed strengthening the South Korea-US alliance and advancing in the peace process involving North Korea's denuclearization. Team Korea has begun its Tokyo Olympics campaign in earnest as the pandemic-delayed games finally kicked off on Friday night. A 30-member delegation from South Korea, led by flag-bearers volleyball star Kim Yong-gang and swimmer Hwang Sun-woo, entered the Tokyo Olympic Stadium during the opening ceremony following 101 other countries and the refugee Olympic team. Although there are a total of 354 athletes, officials and staff representing the country during the Olympics, the marching contingent was downscaled amid the ongoing wave of COVID-19 in Tokyo. With a total of 339 gold medals up for grabs in 33 disciplines during the two-week run, South Korea is seeking a top-10 finish in gold medal standings with 7 or more gold medals. Meanwhile, North Korea sat out the Olympics for the first time in 33 years, citing the need to protect its athletes from the pandemic. A South Korean disabled climber has gone missing after successfully scaling the last of all 14 peaks over 8,000 metres. Kim Hong-bin reached the summit of Broad Peak in the Karakoram on the border of Pakistan and China on Sunday local time, becoming the first disabled person in the world to make the accomplishment. According to the Union of Asian Alpine Associations, Kim went missing on Monday during his descent. The president of the union, Ian Zhang, said that foreign climbers in the area tried to rescue him but failed. Kim, who lost all his fingers climbing Denali 30 years ago, reportedly sent a distress signal on Monday morning, and nearby Russian climbers arrived in the area but could not help. According to one of the climbers' social media, around 5 p.m. the same day, Kim had fallen into a crevice and they could not reach him. The South Korean embassy in Pakistan immediately asked for cooperation from local authorities in efforts to rescue Kim. Officials on Thursday reported that they have captured a signal from Kim's satellite phone within Chinese territory. Kim is thought to have fallen off a cliff on the Chinese side of Broad Peak, although it is not known if he is with his phone. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next week for more hot topics and issues making news in Korea. I'm Jim Bully, signing off.